how quickly they must act to turn the nursing home's finances around.
You know, I think it is very frustrating for all of us on the board is to be brought in at the 11th hour. To be honest with you, I feel like I've been asked to drive Cinderella home before midnight, and we've got 5 minutes to get her there.
Really the 13th hour, but...
Yeah, well, it is. And I think we all feel the weight that you have to vote on this in just a few weeks, and what we're proposing is not going to happen in a few weeks.
The county board vote in a few weeks will be for a $460,000 loan to keep the nursing home going until fall. County officials say it's the final loan that they can afford. Finance Committee Chairman Brendan McGinty says he thinks the nursing home board has more than a few weeks to act, but not much more. He says county board Democrats are leaning toward asking voters to approve a property tax hike to fund the nursing home. He wants the nursing home to reduce its deficit as much as it can so that the tax hike can be kept low. Prosecutors today will try to back up their claim that the man in sexually explicit videotape at the center of R. Kelly's child pornography trial is, in fact, the R&B superstar. They wasted little time after opening arguments yesterday and showing the tape to open court. Prosecutors will also try to prove their claim that a female in the video is a girl who was 13 years old when the tape was made. They're also expected to display photos of distinguishing marks of Kelly's body and a bid to show he and the man in the video are the same person. The 41-year-old singer has pleaded not guilty. Illinois Supreme Court justices say their headquarters is overdue for a renovation. As Amanda Vinicky reports, they kicked off a campaign last night in Springfield to raise funds to pay for the project.
The Illinois Supreme Court building turned 100 years old this year, and Chief Justice Robert Thomas says little work has been done on the building in the past century. Thomas says since he was appointed to the court 8 years ago,
we have been trying to get a humidifier for our Supreme Court building. And we were told, no way, no way, no way.
Now the justices are seeking private donations, as well as funding from the state, to install a new ventilation system, to restore artwork, and for other repairs. At the event, Governor Rod Blagojevich gave the judges and many of the state's top attorneys who were in attendance this advice for getting state money.
All you got to do, justices, and anybody else who wants to see that building get better, is call your legislators and tell them to pass the capital bill.
Lawmakers haven't approved funding a massive infrastructure or capital plan since Blagojevich took office. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and Mike Sola joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on this, the anniversary of Charles Lindbergh landing the Spirit of St. Louis near Paris, completing the first solo airplane flight across the Atlantic Ocean. What year do you think I'm putting you on the spot?
Oh, 1939.
Well, you know, you were pretty close. You were in the right century.
Oh, good.
1927 on May 21st. Okay. So that would have been, my math is terrible. 101 years. 91 years ago.
Sorry, right? I already forgot what year you said.
It was 81 years ago today. Is that right?
That'd be about right.
2008? This year?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Well, we have some sunshine today, and tomorrow shouldn't be bad, but then we have a little chance of rain coming in, right?
Yeah, I mentioned it yesterday. The computer models, the run had indicated that there was a system heading near us, and I was going to wait for a couple more runs. I hate to jump out on the limb and say, oh, the one computer model says it's going to happen, so it's going to happen. But the next two runs have also indicated that it's going to happen, so a little more confidence that precipitation will affect our late work week plans, and it will come in the way of mainly showers. There will be some thunderstorms. It looks like most of the thunderstorm potential will be from around Quincy towards Mount Vernon, so on a far west central to south central and maybe even into southeastern Illinois track, that's where the thunderstorms are expected. Now, as you get further to the east and through east central Illinois and central Indiana, it looks like most of the precipitation will come with just the showers, as the system coming in will be trying to squeeze out an area of high pressure. And high pressure generally means that there is less moisture in the atmosphere, as the winds are coming from above and the air aloft is pushing downward. So it introduces drier air and it tends to reduce the amount of precipitation. So as that high, as the storm system heads into that high pressure, the leading edge of the precipitation will start to fade away a little bit. And it doesn't look like there's a lot of support for any severe weather. So the good news is, doesn't look like any severe weather for our area. Also good news is that it doesn't look like heavy rain. The bad news is it won't be totally dry. And so if you do have outdoor plans that start up Friday or Thursday afternoon and through Friday midday, chances are there's going to be some interruption to your plans. But right now, things are beautiful across the area. We have clear skies. It's still a little bit on the cool side. 48 degrees on Friends Plaza. It was 45 at the top of the hour at Willard Airport. And if you go up into northern Illinois, some locations.